Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I enjoy bringing this little show to you. Actually, it's kind of I look at it as a campfire visit between you and I. Granted, it's kind of a one-sided campfire visit because I don't have you over there across the campfire to interact with, but I can share things that's going on with you each week and maybe give you some tips and some things that might help you enjoy the outdoors. You know, for those of you that don't know me, know my history, but I'm an old outdoors writer. I've been writing, we call it hook and bullet articles, for 30 years. I'm just turned 70 about a couple of months ago, but I've been blessed with good health, and I'm still out there fishing and hunting and enjoying the outdoors. But I've written a newspaper column for 30 years, honestly, just a little over 30 years, that goes to a bunch of newspapers. It's a syndicated column. We put that here on High Plains Outdoors, usually weekly. Sometimes I'll be doing a story that's a little different, and I won't include the column. But a lot of times you can go to hppr.org and click on features, you know, pull up this show, and you can, you know, the newspaper column is often posted there with the audio for this week's show. So a lot of times if you might want to actually read the column that usually talks about the same thing that we're visiting about here on the radio. My column this week actually was talking about, I wrote about the times in which we're living now, which is, like I say, I've been here 7 decades on planet Earth, and I've never actually experienced the situations like they are right now. I mean, we have limited travel where I live. I live about 25 miles southeast of Dallas, folks, and I actually live out in the country, but 25 miles I can be in a big metropolitan area, but it is a lot different. The shelves, I know all of you folks are experiencing this too. Go to the meat market at a big grocery, Walmart or whatever, there's shelves are basically bare. And I'm still doing my articles and all. I've traveled around, you know, away from this area. It's that way wherever I've been. My column this week was talking a little bit about, social distancing fishing. How about that? That's pretty much, you get out on a creek with your friend or son or daughter or wife or just a buddy. You get out there, that's pretty much social distancing, I would think. Plus, the big thing is, it's great sport, but you can also put some great fish in the freezer. And that's what I did last week. I got off by myself. A buddy of mine has a ranch up in northeast Texas. Got about 75 acres, and then he leases a bunch of land next to it. Lots of hogs, and there's a creek that comes up in there. Those white bass are up in there thick, and I caught a bunch of them. But I'm making plans to tomorrow, actually. Monday is when I'm going to do it. I'm going to head back up there. Little beetle spin. Just take a little beetle spin, which is a little spinner bait that's been around for eons, and work that in those deeper holes on those creeks. You right now, regardless probably where you live, from Nebraska to Oklahoma to Texas, white bass are spawning. And when I say spawning, I actually saw several pairs of white bass spawning. They get together nose to nose, you know, parallel to each other, and they were up near the surface. These spawners that I saw, they just whack their tails, hit each other with their tails, and the milt and the eggs are out. That's how they procreate, folks, right there. But so when I say that the spawn is on, I witnessed the spawn probably about 3 different times while I was creek fishing. But I want all of you to be safe, be kind to each other, and it's not gloom and doom. We're going to get back to where we can jump in our pickups and drive where we want to with our boats and go fishing, and it's not going to last forever, but I think the main thing is to just kind of be smart, and hopefully, by that this virus can be contained and controlled. Tune in next week, folks. We'll have some more fun. Thank you for being with me. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smoke & Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.